50 years after the final Harry Potter book, Harry Potter is now headmaster of Hogwarts, ready to usher in a brand new generation of witches and wizards. My name's Radio Mike, and I love Harry Potter. In fact, I love Harry Potter so much that when I was a kid, I wrote a series of 7 Harry Potter fan fiction novels. This is book 3 in that series. Welcome to Harry Potter and the Commentors from Azkaban. Everyone, welcome to Harry Potter and the Boys, a fan fiction podcast by me, Radio Mike. I'm in Japan. We recorded this in advance. Sam Gallup is here.
Ohayou gozaimasu.
Or konbanwa, if it's the evening.
I don't know which one it is.
Well, they could be listening at any time.
Yeah, well, telebangawa, that's not it.
Denwa bongawa. What's your phone number? Why does everyone... Okay, so at our high school, we learned Japanese, and for whatever reason... Everyone just seems to remember Denwa Bongawa.
Because it was, all you had was hello.
Yeah, 1 to 10.
Goodbye, please, and...
arigato, thank you.
Yeah, arigato for thank you. And also then just like, what's your phone number?
That was Denwa Bongawa.
And it was fun to say, Denwa Bongawa.
Denwa Bongawa, yeah.
Because that was the only way, that's the way they introduce, like, okay, you've learnt the numbers, now you've got to use the numbers in a sentence.
True, I never realised that. Mm. That's why they did it. That's crazy. Yeah. That's such a great lead on of education.
San.
Yeah.
Itchy.
That's 1, 1, 3, 1, 1.
I meant to go 0.
0, 4. What is your phone number?
Oh, so I guess it's 0, 0, 0. No, I'm not going to keep going.
0400. Are you an 0400?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. I'm an 0417. Oh, wait. What is my number? 0417. Yeah, 0417.
All right, guys, you just have only 6 more digits to guess, and
is
then
it 6?
You will.
Yeah. 0417 5.
Okay, just careful.
Yeah, I'm drooping. I'm giving
and
it away.
And actually, do be careful because some things then, because that sometimes when you look at people's phone number that's listed somewhere online, it might go ************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************
Yeah, but
they've got. I always wonder, 10.
Like, if okay, you've got my number. What are you going to do? Just text me all the time? I'll just block your number. Like, I don't. It doesn't bother me that much if my phone number leaks.
It doesn't bother me that much as well. But then you're opening yourself up to a specific kind of prank that would annoy you.
Which like
is,
what?
Which is when people list your number on Gumtree, and they say, "Hey, I've got. I'm wanting to get rid of my plasma TV for $20.
Yeah,
give me a call.
Yeah, do TVs still have plasma?
I don't know.
Okay,
but as in people put things on, or say, "Hey, anyone need any a tradie this weekend? I'll do 20 bucks
an
hour.
Doing some cashies, yeah.
Doing some cashies,
yeah.
And you'll get phone calls out the wazoo.
Not my wazoo.
They'll be coming at your yin yang.
Oh, not my yin yang.
Yeah.
Anyway. So those are our numbers.
So those are
those are our Denwa Bongawas.
Sorry, we'll talk to you. Sorry, that's a rogue start to the podcast.
I know.
You're going to be in Japan.
Well, I am in Japan. If people are listening to this right now, I'm in Japan. Go to my Instagram stories at radio.mike. You'll see a bit there.
But it will be confusing though because I'm not in Japan.
Oh, shit. So it's crazy.
So, yeah, this is all. If you're watching, this is a green screen.
We're green screened.
So it looks like – so if my hand crosses over, that's a lot of editing.
Yeah. You know there's a Harry Potter studio tour in Japan now, in Tokyo?
Crazy.
But, like, it's funny because obviously we went to the one in London. And obviously. Then, so we're not going to the one in Japan.
Mm.
But, and I think I've already said this, we will be going back to Universal Studios Osaka, which has the Harry Potter Hogsmeade Village and the rides there. So,
oh, that's
and
pretty
Super
cool.
Nintendo World. So see you there if you're there.
Yeah, okay. If you are in Japan... Hit Mike up.
Yes, hit me up. We will do something.
Well, that's super exciting.
Yeah.
I'm just here.
You're in Melly. Cheeky yeah. Melly.
Melbourne, to be clear, not Mel, my girlfriend.
yeah. so
who's been listening?
Hey, I wanted to we did Mel's talk about listening. That. Your yeah. partner Mel has been listening. Claire has stopped listening.
Well, it's good to have one of them on board.
We've got to have one of the partners in. Yeah, it'd be great to have two.
Maybe that's what they're kind of like. They're like, look, we can't, we don't want both listen to this bloody podcast. Yeah.
Maybe they have a chat. Yeah. And they go, hey, so this? Yeah. Here's what happens in this app. Oh, great. Cool. I'll tell Sam about that. You know, cool. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Hey, did want to read an email from official correspondent Amy. She's written in.
Thank you, Amy.
Because we did wonder where she was for a bit. Well, I did. You were like, she's fine. She doesn't have to write in.
Yeah. She's great.
Here's just some of her thoughts.
Oh, great.
Hi, Mike. Oops, sorry, I haven't written in for a while.
That's okay.
I even wrote a draft email last week and forgot to send it. Oh, wow. That's interesting. It's a bit like Tom Riddle's diary.
Oh, my God.
It sort of exists but doesn't exist, you know.
Go through your draft emails.
Send that draft. Just send whatever's in there. Anyway, I was convinced Jordan Borden had spirit jumped into Piano Jones, so now I have no idea what the twist will be. From last week's chapter, and this is from a few weeks ago, books can be deceiving. Remember it started with books can be deceiving? Books can be deceiving.
I just realised that's from the saying looks can be deceiving.
Is it?
Yeah, when people say, hey, looks can be deceiving.
Ah.
Books can be deceiving.
Well, books can be deceiving, this is what Amy says, is a Gilderoy Lockhart quote. And there have been references to Lockhart and being related to Lockie, so something's going on there.
Oh, that's good.
I think the headmaster job is cursed, like the Defense Against the Dark Arts teaching post is cursed, and that's why Harry and Neville have gone crazy when they're headmaster. Just a few random thoughts. Diddle-dee-dee, Amy. It's a bit of diddle-dee. Crazy stuff.
Diddle-dee-dee.
Was from Mr. Charger in his email sign-off.
Yes, that's right.
A lot of people sign off with diddle-dee-dee, actually.
Yes, and not to be, and it's nothing to do with P. Diddley. No. We talked about last week.
Hey, we should shout out all the Patreonesses on Patreon, patreon.com/HarryPotterandTheBoys. Sign up because we do about 10 minutes bonus at the top of every episode exclusive to Patreons.
Yep.
Hilarious stuff this week.
We were talking about an unhinged game that Mike has been playing. It's incredible because you are so busy. I don't know how you...
Don't name the game. Let them wonder. It's an unhinged video game that I was playing in front of Sam.
And it's crazy because you're so busy, but somehow and you've never seen any movies. I guess that's why. And then because then you're like, oh, I've just played all 300 levels of this. I was like, oh,
you know, I'm just gonna say this because Claire thinks that like I think faster than the average person. She told me.
Well. I mean, yeah, that's...
She's like, you just like... Because me and Claire always do the mini crossword on the New York Times.
Yeah.
And like...
So do Mel and I, actually.
Okay, so I will just open it and then 19 seconds later I've finished it, right? And Claire's like, how have you finished it? I've like just finished reading the first clue and I finished the crossword. And she's like, I think you think faster than people, which might be true.
I think you do.
Oh, thanks, man.
I think that's just saying you've got ADHD.
Wait, actually?
No. But I mean, I am pretty good at those as well.
Yeah.
I don't feel the need to be like, I guess I want to get a fast time, but I also want to enjoy it as well.
Yeah, for those moments.
I'm kind of like, oh yeah, I'll get there eventually, but I'm not there going, okay, quick. Like, I don't want to stress myself out by doing it.
Yeah, it's a relaxing thing, isn't it?
But yes, so when Mel and I do it, if we do it at the same time, she does. She tries not to get angry when I beat her, but she beats me sometimes too.
Yeah, I mean, it's
she's smarter than me, but I've got.
Claire's smarter than me.
I feel like we're an advantage because they've got such specific knowledge and lots of intelligence, whereas we just have this random general knowledge about stuff.
Right. So you're saying, like, both of our partners are healthcare workers.
Mm.
Are you saying that when you say their specific knowledge, are you saying that they have a specialty? Whereas we're just like two
semi-employed
artsy kids who, you know,
I said to Mel, if you had, instead of doing your degree in medicine, if you had spent all that time just studying all the random shit that I have come across in all my years, you would know more than me about those things.
Yes, because like right now we're doing this, whereas our partners are like, in emergency at a hospital.
Yeah.
Actually, can I tell you this? This is a funny story. Okay. So this is a few
We'll get onto the fan fiction.
People will like this, I think. So I don't have a car.
Yes. But well.
It's a long story. But Claire was at work once and like she just had a bad day. Like nothing bad happened. She just had a shit day and was texting me. And I was like, you know what? I'm at home today. I'm going to go and meet her at work and go to the hospital and meet her there. And then I'm going to drive her home in her car.
That's right? not, Hospital's not the most romantic place to meet up, but...
Yeah, but, like, I just wanted to be there for her because I knew she had a bad day. No. Anyway, so I got the train to, like, the nearest train station. Oh, and it was still, like, a 15-minute walk to the hospital, so I was walking. And then there was this, like, dude sort of walking near me, and I passed him, and I just... When I passed him, I was like, oh, hey, mate. And he was like, oh, hey. And it was a public holiday that day, so there weren't many people around, and he had a beer in his hand, and he was just walking. And then he said to me... Oh, I could use some company on my walk. And he seemed nice.
Okay.
But obviously I didn't want to like talk and walk with him, right? So I turned around and I said to him, oh, I'd love to, mate. No. But my girlfriend's in the hospital. Which wasn't a lie.
It's not a lie. My girlfriend not lying.
Was in the hospital. She was in it. Because she works there. But I made it sound like I went, my girlfriend's in the hospital.
I can't, mate. I've got to go.
Pretty much. And then he goes, oh, mate, you'll make it. It's just up there. You'll make it. Go. Like, he must have thought she was dying. And I'm like, my girlfriend's in the hospital. I can't stop and chat.
Yeah, that is fucking hilarious.
Thanks, man.
And then you didn't.
So then I just kept walking and I just kept looking back and he was like way behind me and got further and further away. But like, he just wanted to chat.
So not wanting to chat goes, what can I say? My girlfriend's in the hospital.
Yeah.
And she was.
But that wasn't a lie.
And you did meet her and you got.
Yep.
Okay.
Drove her home.
I was thinking so many bad ends to that story, which was you get to the hospital. She's like, she calls you, goes, guess what? I got out of work early. I'm already on the way out.
Yeah. That's why I wanted to get there quickly because I didn't want that to happen.
And then I also thought you'd make up a lie and then the guy would be like, oh, I'm going to the hospital too.
We could go together and we'll see your girlfriend on the way. Yeah. We'll get some flowers. Oh, I don't know, man.
I've met Mel at the hospital a number of times. Mm. I'd pick her up from the one that she works at, which is kind of near here.
Yeah.
But yeah, then when you are waiting outside, you see some characters and then...
Yep.
And then Mickey Mel doesn't want to hang out outside because someone as soon as they see someone in scrubs, if they're going to the emergency anyway, and a lot of people go to emergencies without emergencies. So right.
Yes.
So it's when
they think it's an emergency. Yeah.
I had to help someone take their grocery shopping into the emergency room one time.
What do you mean?
Because they were like struggling. They had these groceries, and then they kind of dropped. They're like, "Oh, mate, any chance you could help me?" I was like. He's like, I just slipped over at the shops, but I didn't want to.
So he fell over, so we walked to the hospital.
Anyway, should we talk about something Harry Potter related?
Did you have any Harry Potter related tidbits?
Yes, and I have. This is something I saw online, sort of discussed online, but
off the internet.
I'm just going to read a message first.
Yeah. This is an unhinged podcast.
Yeah, great. Used to it. Good. I was lining up some tickets for a comedy fest for sure.
Oh, great. Who are you seeing?
Ray O'Leary.
Love Ray.
You would say I Ravelay.
Ravelay. Oh, Ravelay. Sounds like lovely.
Okay, here we go.
Ravelay. Sorry.
Go. Here we go. This was from someone I saw commenting this online, but I think it's pertinent here.
Yeah.
How, when you see Hagrid, let's say, second movie, third movie, whatever.
Yeah.
How old do you think Hagrid is?
I mean, now I'm thinking about it, but what my brain was thinking was like 65, but like, he must be older.
Picture this. You're picturing Hagrid?
Yeah.
He doesn't look that old, whatever. And then you think Snape, and you think who's older, Snape? Like when just looking at the teachers, you kind of think.
Okay. I think. Maybe I remember Hagrid differently because I kind of think he looks a bit older.
He does look a bit older, but not...
Snape looks old, particularly by the end. Yeah. Yes, I'll give you that,
So, because when you really think about it, because they look like they're just co-workers, they're peers.
Yeah, okay. They could appear to be around the same age in the movies, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, then you think even further. Okay. Snape... No, let's go back to Hagrid.
Yeah.
Hagrid was 3 years or two years below Voldemort at school.
Yes. And that was 50 years before.
So when the Chamber of Secrets is opened, 50 years ago it was opened.
Yeah. And Hagrid would have been 13 or 14.
So he is at least 63, 64, 65.
Yes.
Something like that. And I'm like, So he look that to me, he doesn't seem that old. He's quite agile.
He looks
in a way.
Good. He looks good for his age.
Then you've got Snape.
But also, can I say, you've got Dumbledore living to past 100.
Yes.
You know, I feel like wizards have a longer life expectancy. So really, Hagrid's just in the middle of his life at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you've got Snape. And yeah. He feels like, to me, he feels kind of old. But then you think, okay, Snape was in James and Lily's year at school.
Yeah.
Harry is 11 years old.
Yeah.
James and Lily died when they were 31.
No, when they were 21.
21 is what
think
I meant to say.
James and Lily died at 21.
It's fucked. When they were 20 or 21.
Yeah. Like imagine if you died after your 21st. You'd be like, oh, that sucks. That's the best it got.
I've done a lot since then.
Yeah, I know.
So Snape is like 31, 32.
Yeah.
Snape is 32.
Snape is your age.
He's like my age. Isn't that insane?
Like, think of all the shit that like you were doing 2 years ago. Yeah. Like that's the age Snape is.
Getting just working casual jobs, getting pissed.
Yeah. But somehow he managed to get the, like how long has he been potions master?
Yeah. And exactly. And think about how old, then like, I just feel like you really don't think Hagrid is 32 years older than Snape.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hagrid is 32 years older than Snape.
Because then...
That's insane. That is insane. Because
then you've got like McGonagall, who must be like 70.
Yeah.
You know, so she's, 40 years older than Snape.
Yeah, so then it kind of makes sense now that when McGonagall, it's not even that crazy that McGonagall like disrespects Snape. She's like, who the fuck is this?
She would have taught him.
Yeah.
Hagrid probably would have been at the school as gamekeeper when Snape was there.
I think the age difference, we've not really acknowledged that. That hasn't been acknowledged much. I think that's insane that it's Hagrid's 30.
Yeah, it is. No, that's a great pickup.
Because then Hagrid will be like, oh, shut up, you young whippersnapper. Snape.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and also, like, how old is, like, Professor Lockhart? Because like, was he at the school when Snape was a student? Like, was he a student as well?
That's true.
They look about the same age.
Exactly. Exactly. Or Lockhart even looks younger.
Yeah. It's like people who, like, just graduated become a teacher, like, 2 years later. Yeah, yeah. And then they're just there for 80 years.
Yep.
Or if you're Professor Binns, you just die on the job and keep working.
Yeah. Anyway, I just think it's crazy that Hagrid is 30 plus years older than Snape.
I think that's insane.
That's crazy.
It makes no sense.
Just twice.
Some of the timeline stuff, you're just like, that makes no sense.
Yeah.
Like if I think Dumbledore, isn't Dumbledore like 120?
Mm.
So Dumbledore is nearly 100 years older than Snape.
That's funny.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Like, die. Anyway,
I don't have much more to add to that. But
I think I kind of want to keep exploring it.
Something like we can write in.
Write in, yeah, yeah, write
then
in.
Then we
write
can bring it up next week.
Any other age gap? Because you know how sometimes you hear those things where it's like Cleopatra was alive closer to you than she was to when the pyramids were being built.
Yeah.
Whereas like when you think Cleopatra, you're like, well, she would have been there. Yeah, pyramids. And then sometimes it's like, I think that's it. Yeah. I think it's like Abraham Lincoln died before dinosaurs were discovered. So Abraham Lincoln didn't know dinosaurs existed.
What?
Apparently. Yeah. Because dinosaurs fossils were only like discovered in like the 1920s, I think. And Abraham Lincoln died before that.
I think we need to fact check this now. Hey Google.
It could be a myth. Hey Google, when did Abraham Lincoln find out that dinosaurs? Oh no! Sorry. What do I ask? Can we just Google it?
No, like- I want to say. Okay,
go.
Hey Google, when were the first dinosaur fossils discovered?
Oh, just didn't answer.
You didn't answer.
Didn't answer.
maybe they're fake. Can you ask it again?
Hey Google. When were dinosaurs discovered? 1677.
Well, that's...
Okay, maybe... What's this fact? Someone listening knows this fact.
I love it. I love that you asked it. When did Abraham Lincoln discover first learn maybe, about maybe dinosaurs?
Maybe it was George Washington.
I don't know.
Maybe it was Boxley.
Boxley Washington.
Can someone, Oren, official fact checker, will
we should
check.
Know this.
Meanwhile, we'll get onto the fanfic, okay. Which is the point of this podcast.
When I was growing up, when I was a kid, that's the job I wanted.
What?
Sorry, that was ambiguous. Yeah,
archaeologist.
Well, I call it a dinosaur bone hunter.
Oh, yeah.
Because I didn't know paleontologist or archaeologist. So I wanted to be a dinosaur bone hunter. And nice. You know what? That could still happen for me.
I wanted to be a dinosaur boner hunter. which is quite different, sort of like MILF Hunter.
It is different, but I feel like we would have come across each other on
on the sites. On the,
yeah, I'm there dusting things off. You're there like wanking. Oh, this guy again. quick before he gets to the yeah.
Sam, in an obscene twist at the end of the last chapter, Monsieur Chargeur was murdered in broad daylight. Well, actually, no, it's inside a cave. Yep. But by
broad cave light.
Cave light by clownish Kim Jiri.
We assume there were lights in this cave because it was.
There must have.
I'm
been
just
something.
Now thinking because the cave is described as going around a corner.
True.
So it would be very dark in there unless there are lights, which were not described.
Osama bin Laden's also hiding He's out hiding in there. In there. He might have installed something.
Yeah, that'd be
He's
nice.
Good with so there was electronics and.
Oh yeah. One of the other best.
Explosives and yep. yep.
So let's move on.
Okay.
So yeah. We have just basically who we Monsieur Chargeur, who we thought was Mr. Charger in disguise.
Well, the whole book has implied that, but
now he has been murdered.
We don't know. I guess we could find out in this chapter if we read it. And Sam, on this podcast, look, every podcast. Has a thing.
Oh,
Name a podcast. I'll tell you its thing.
Okay. The Imperfects.
Yep. They have that thing at the start where Ryan Shelton like does the phone call to Hugh Van Kylenberg.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's at the end. But that's their thing. Okay, name another one. I'll tell you their thing.
Okay. Hamish and Andy.
So they've got lots of things. They've got lots of running things. So that's their thing. Just having lots of running things.
Okay.
Now I'll do that? One more and then I'll tell you our podcast thing.
What's another podcast? The Mamma Mia podcast.
Yep. They've got like, this is a Mamma Mia podcast. So they've got that. All right. We just had to cut something out. We'll say Sam named another podcast and then said something we don't want to publish.
I can't believe you're cutting that.
So we're cutting it. It's not to do with any of the other podcasts that we mentioned. Or it's not even to do with any podcast you know. So don't even speculate. Sam, our thing.
DM me if you want to know.
Our thing is we start by reading the title of the chapter.
Yes.
Which, Sam, it just really helps us set the scene.
Yeah. It is funny because we discussed this last week.
Yes.
And it's our thing.
We do it every week.
You said it would be crazy if we just jumped in.
It would be crazy.
Honestly, before you brought this up, I momentarily forgot and I actually nearly started reading without even reading the name of the chapter.
Well,
but I am going to read it.
Yeah, we'll read. Let's start. Let's read the title of the chapter, which is Sam Alexander Garlep.
Wrong.
What is it again?
Milton? Alexander Graham Bell, I think you're thinking.
No, I'm thinking, what's your middle name?
And I'm trying to think, when did Alexander Graham Bell first learn about dinosaurs? Let's ask.
That was like the funniest thing ever on this podcast. Hey, when did Abraham Lincoln learn about dinosaurs?
I mean,
then Google was like, I don't know. All right.
Chapter 40.
But imagine if that information was available, like about anyone. Hey, when did Sam Garlep learn about dinosaurs? Oh, this date.
Yeah.
Anyway, chapter 40. 40 chapters. Wow. Life begins at 40. Books begin at 40. 40 is the new 30. 40 flawdy and flirty and thriving.
And
40, this is 40. 40, 40 home.
I might go home. chapter 40, The Secret of the Spirit Jumper.
Ooh. Spirit jumping, of course, a recurring theme in this book that seemed insignificant at first, but
has become more and more significant.
It is where you come onto an object and then you can inhabit the object.
I did forget that then in previous chapters where we've shown Derek has spirit jumped into a suit of armor and walked around. That I guess he has he has come on those that suit of armor every time.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's crazy.
All right.
Anyway.
Speaking of which, what? Derek yelled. Wow. What the fuck? 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 Harry Potter began saying on repeat. But no, you just, like you said, everybody was unbelievably confused as the corpse of Monsieur Chargeur lay in front of them all. Dead. Completely dead.
What?
Clownish Kim Jiri asked. Cheeseman Damo knelt down by the body of Winston A, crying uncontrollably. A lot of crying.
A lot of crying. Sooks. Bunch of sooks. Every last one of them.
No. No. Why? Why, Kim? Another friend. Another friend I lose. Because of you. Cheeseman Damo responded aggressively, angrily. Because of you, I'll never stray too far from the sidewalk. Because of you, I'll never stay on the safe side so I don't get hurt. Because of you, I'll learn to trust not only me but everyone around me. Because of you, I am afraid.
Because of you. Is that? Wait. Okay, I'm going to say it. Is that Delta Goodrum?
No.
Oh, no, it's Kelly Clarkson?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, okay.
I missed some words, but that's fine.
You know Delta Goodrum?
Yeah.
He's a famous Australian singer-songwriter.
I love Delta.
Fantastic music. Fantastic music. Fantastic. Looks incredible for her age as well. She's fantastic.
Just in general.
We sung a Delta Goodrum song at our year 6 graduation.
What?
Together we are one. Find your guiding inspiration in a place where dreams are made with a lifetime's preparation. There's no time to be afraid. Put our differences behind us as we shine like the sun. Look what we've all become. Together we are one.
That's an amazing.
If you're not an Aussie, I don't think she reaches outside of Australia much, but Delta.
What's crazy to me, that great song, probably not even top 20 of her songs.
Oh, no way.
Oh, my God.
Born to Try? Because I was born to try. Jeez, I need to go on a Delta. Love. What's some of her others? Born to Try.
Her other ones, you're just so predictable in every way. I want you to know, I know your game. You're so
If they're like Aussie songs.
Do you remember when you were 7 and the kids at school called you a fool because it took a chance to dream?
Didn't she do a cover of Joy to the World, Delta's version? Joy to the World. All the boys and girls, joy to the people everywhere.
Yeah, I'm sure she did.
Now, okay, I'm going to list 3.
Innocent Eyes? Sorry.
Yeah. Delta, Missy Higgins, another great Aussie act that I don't know if they have much reach out of Australia. And then what's that song? I love that song. Oh, I Seen Better Days.
Pete Murray?
That's one of my favourite songs of all time. And I don't,
He performed
down on my knees and I pray to God.
I think he performed at one of the opening games of the AFL this year.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Is that, it's Pete Murray, yeah? Pete Murray, Better Days. Yeah. Just iconic Australians. So it's such a sad song. It's beautiful though. Yeah.
I mention Pete Murray quite a lot.
Do you?
When people say, it's a bit of a slang
around
the traps. People go, you see something like, oh, Howie, mate. And I go, oh, bit of Pete Murray, mate.
What's the slang? I've Seen Better Days.
Yeah, Pete Murray. Yeah, Seen Better Days.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I like that.
Pete Murray. Bit of fun.
You know who else? Another, I think it's Aussie. I just want to wish you well. Bernard Fanning?
I would have said Bernard Fanning. Oh, Bernard Fanning,
Aussie.
Bernard?
He is Aussie though, right?
I think so.
I'm going to, you know what? In the description to this podcast, if I remember, I'm going to make a playlist of a bunch of the songs we just sung for all international listeners to just hear some of the great classic songs out of Australia.
Is Pete Murray also you must melt down on the ground? Yeah, that's one.
You are so beautiful. No, is that him?
Oh, no, I'm thinking of another one that's beautiful.
What is beautiful?
Yeah. You're so beautiful.
Then I just love to bring you down. When I think back on the grave.
We're both doing the wrong words, but we're loving it.
We're wrong words, right vibe.
Yeah.
Correct vibe.
So
yeah.
Anyway, you've just witnessed two guys not knowing much about any of the people they've just spoken about.
Yeah.
But we imagine us vibing out of that playlist.
Yeah. I'm putting that playlist up. We're going to have a bit of Pete Murray, bit of Delta.
You need to put every song that we've just done.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
So what's that? Yeah, Pete Murray, Delta, Bernard Fanning.
Yep.
Did we do... We didn't sing any Missy.
But you might have to put Scar on there.
Yeah.
And maybe that Kelly Clarkson song as well.
But she's not Aussie.
I know, but it's... Okay, don't.
You know what I will put on? Because Kelly Clarkson won the first American Idol. Mm. I'll pop a Guy Sebastian song in because he won the first Australian Idol.
And you know who was on that American Idol?
Who?
Simon Cowell. Character in this book.
Back to the book.
Back to the book.
That's a perfect segue.
We nailed it.
And that's where we were going with that the whole time, guys. Yeah. Nice.
It's good to find. Yeah, we knew that. We knew
where we were going.
Okay. So he stood up. Who are we talking about again?
Cheese Man.
He stood up.
Still, I have no idea where anyone's allegiances are.
But it seems like Cheese Man was a bit of a fan of Winstoner.
Yeah.
He stood up, ran towards Clannish Kimgeri and grabbed his throat, strangling him. While being strangled, Clannish Kimgeri laughed somehow hysterically.
That was me doing that. It was great. I'm great at clownish.
Yeah, you are.
Thank you.
It was disturbing because that's the
intention. That's the character.
So you've nailed it. Cheese Man let go and fell to the floor. Vladek moved towards him and placed his hand on his shoulder.
So what I can see is Cheese Man and Vladek feel aligned. Cheese Man and Monsieur Charger feel aligned. But we thought Monsieur Charger, was Mr. Charger. Mm. But apparently he's not, which creates a whole new web.
Because this whole time, I thought these guys were like an awesome foursome.
Yeah, exactly.
And plus Boris.
Boris, who doesn't seem to be around. All right. Place hand on your shoulder. This is clownish. Oh, get over it, Cheesy. You were always a sensitive boy, weren't you? Always jealous we never let you be a real Mafforda.
Clownish laughed and began shooting curses around the cave.
So
Mafforda.
A Mafforda, which...
Like a marauder.
Like a marauder. But this is interesting because I guess we were saying in the last chapter, Vladek feels like Sirius, Cheese Man feels like Lupin, Jordan Borden feels like Wimpton. Like maybe these were the Mafforders they called themselves.
And it's M-A-F-O-U-R.
Yeah.
D-E-R. So yeah. Mafforda.
The Mafforda.
Well, I guess if Cheese Man isn't in the Mafforders, I would assume it was Kimgeri, Winston Charger,
Boris Mailman, and Vladek. Yeah. Interesting.
So Clownish laughed and began shooting curses around the caves. So like,
yeah, like the crazy Texan in The Simpsons.
Yes, pew, pew,
pew. Exactly. Yeah.
Everyone screamed. Harry still couldn't quite feel settled. Well, no fucking wonder, mate.
Yeah. You just saw a murder in front of your face.
Yeah.
Hey, kids, remember me?
Clownish Kimgeri, who was a multiplex, began shape-shifting. First into the familiar form of the handsome Jim Wilkins choirmaster, then stretching his face out to resemble Monsieur Chargeur, all while laughing loudly and hysterically.
Okay, so he was able to shape shift.
Yeah.
That was his like special power.
Jim Wilkins back.
Yeah.
Why did you kill him? Michael asked.
He was, you know, in the way, I guess.
Clownish responded. But he's your friend, isn't he? He's your right-hand man. You guys are working together to kill us, aren't you? Rob said.
Huh?
Clownish Kimgeri said.
Him?
Oh.
Gad, I think I know what's about to be reviewed, and it is crazy.
Dimmy said, looking at the cameras and winking. It is crazy.
Crazy.
Bing. I like that. Wait, you're not actually saying that, Derek began.
Spit it out, kid.
Clownish said.
I'm really in character.
You are. Monsieur Chargeur was, Derek continued.
One more line, kid. Go on, say it.
Clownish responded. Innocent, Derek said.
Okay. I think this is Dimmy again. Oh, okay. I thought they were going to say that the Beatles were underrated. Thank God they didn't say that. My dad was actually one of the original Beatles. He played the accordion.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I mean, there's no way to disprove that.
Yeah. Just like Abraham Lincoln and dinosaurs. Yeah, yeah. You just don't know. No. Google wouldn't know.
It's not possible, Lockie said.
No, seriously, he was.
Not that, Dimmy, shut up, Lockie said. It's impossible that Monsieur Chargeur was...
Isn't it, kid? But don't you think that's just the beauty of the whole thing?
Clash Kim Jiri said.
When we planned out our year, we had no idea that Pater was going to hire a French guy who just coincidentally happened to look exactly like Winston with a coincidentally similar name. It was too perfect.
He spat while he talked.
Really got into that.
Yeah, he did. You're really good at it.
Thank you. I'm so in character. I might kill you.
Yeah. Sorry, please don't. So it's just complete coincidence. Okay.
Well, I guess he was saying that the whole time.
Yeah, but no, it doesn't add up, Rob said. I'm getting your text messages now.
This is Cheese Man.
Boys, you haven't been listening for the whole book. He told you almost every chapter. It became a recurring gag of the book. Monsieur Chargeur was just coincidentally had a similar name and almost identical appearance to Mr. Charger. So I'm just getting personal news from your friend.
my friend's texts are coming through to the iPad and he just sent a text being like, yeah, I quit my job. My last day's on Wednesday.
Yeah, and I'm like,
Sam's trying to read
this. I'm trying to read this. I'm like, I can't ignore it. That's not just a like, oh yeah, good man. So
you're like, oh, that sounds like a better story than this.
Yeah, yeah. Chargeur just coincidentally had a similar name and almost identical appearance to Mr. Charger. It was a coincidence, Cheeseman Damo said. So this whole year, he was actually protecting us, Luke said. Yes, and he came here tonight to save you. I only followed him because Cheeseman began.
And that puts another spin on that scene we saw where he's like, I must go. And Cheeseman was crying two chapters ago because... He was saying, I have to go and save these kids because no one else is going to save them. We thought he was saying, I have to go join Vladek and Clannish and Jerry to kill them. And then the reason Cheese Man was crying because he knew it was dangerous.
But then why wouldn't Cheese Man help?
Oh, but Cheese Man came after.
Yeah, I guess.
I followed him because Cheese Man began, oh no. Now this just couldn't be any better. Mwahaha!
The hysterical laughter of Clownish was grating.
But of course Cheesy fell in love with Winnie's lookalike. This is too good. You couldn't write it. You couldn't make it up.
Well, but you did make it up.
I did write it and I did make it up.
So that's amazing.
But also a few people did say, oh, it feels like Mr. Charger and Cheese Man have a gay romance going on.
Couple vibe.
Yeah.
Okay. The couples.
Interesting.
I mean, sorry to be a dampener on this whole thing, but I think it's very, very unethical that the head of HR was dating a coworker. that cannot be right.
That's such a plot hole. That's such an abuse.
I mean, so if anything we take from this, that Cheeseman's kind of shit at his job.
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't he doing Defense Against the Dark Arts in this book as well? Or was that Hagrid? Gosh.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
I knew you'd kill him like you've killed so many before, Cheese Man said. And now I'll kill you. Vladek raised his wand towards Clownish.
So Vladek feels like he's good.
Mm.
I don't know. Oh, it's Clownish. I don't remember killing your friends, Cheesy. Vladek did that,
Clownish said.
And put your wand down, Vladdy, or I'll activate the fart control again. And when I make you kill all these kids and Potter, they'll put you in a cell that is unescapable. It's just too perfect.
Okay, so here we go. Oh, fart control, Lockie said. Okay, I'm putting this together and so are the boys. It was you, Gemini said, seemingly breaking out of his control.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Wait, what?
So
I don't get it.
Okay, ready? Here we go. Clannish Kimjiri has fart-controlled people, and he's fart-controlled Gemini right now, and he's fart-controlled Vladek in that vision to kill Jordan Borden and Talia. Isn't that who we saw kill them?
So you're saying, so is your revelation that Vladek did kill them, but not of his own mind? He was being controlled.
Being fart controlled.
And if you remember that chapter where they went into the memory, didn't he say like, I'm sorry, like maybe there was a part of him still in there?
And I think he had these yellowy eyes like Gemini does, just like when you get farted in your face and you get pink eye or something. Wow.
This is
gripping.
Mean, this is the most gripping two chapters of the whole book.
I know, and like, I've never been more tired in my life.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm doing it. We're doing it.
It's draining me, but in a good way. I love this. I'm so excited.
This is wild. Okay. You have some kind of dark farts power over Vladek. You can control him somehow. You made him kill Jordan, Borden, and Talia. But why? Michael asked. Wow, that is like just what I fucking said. I'm so good.
Oh, it's a long story.
Well, don't bother. We haven't been waiting this whole time. Don't bother fucking explaining it. 40 chapters in. It's a long story. Didn't stop you before.
Just do the short version. Yeah. We just did it.
Anyway, sorry.
It's a long story. But it's always hard to convince a man to murder his best friend and his wife, the mother of his twins.
Clownish laugh. Whoa.
So Winston and I chugged it along a bit with the dark farts. You know, framing the old bastard, and framed he was. It worked a charm.
His wife. His twins, Gemini said.
So I think we're getting it confirmed. So Vladek and Talia were married. Gemini and Lockie were their twin children.
Wow.
And for whatever reason, these two people had to die, and Clownish Kimjiri and Mr. Charger controlled Vladek to frame him and make that happen.
Mm. Alternatively, something else we could be missing. The twins they're talking about could actually be
Squid and John Mooney.
Oh, I was going to say the Olsen twins. Mary-Kate and Ashley. So we don't know yet.
Yeah, I mean,
it could also be them.
It hasn't ruled it out. It could be. It could be the twin brothers from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Well,
Raymond's children.
That's true.
That's you really don't know.
So let's wait and see.
Yeah, I don't think it is, but it could be.
Okay. Because I mean, the Olsens, their parents were really the shows they were on.
Full House, wasn't it?
Full House.
I mean, with Bob Saget and...
That explains why they had all those dads. Or they were uncles. Okay. But Jordan Borden escaped and he knows the truth, doesn't he? Lockie said.
Jordan Borden? Why all the Jordan Borden? That little run died that night. I saw to it. He needed to die. The kid was too onto us. He was about to squeal on Winston and I for our association with the dark farts. He knew too much. Talia was a warning. That one was hard, but she had to go.
Clownish responded. Now, what I liked about that is rarely during a villain speech do you have them go, I'm going to tell you my plan.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That was not scripted. I just had to clear my throat.
Anyway. It would happen.
Anyway, do you want me to start from the start again?
No. But Professor... Oh, yeah, sorry, you were doing a bit. Professor Granger said there was a member of her class who was a great spirit jumper. It must have been Jordan Borden. And he spirit jumped into... Lockie began.
Go on, kid. You're 90% there.
Clownish said.
It'll be nice to have a win before your friends die.
Well, look, this... Just a bit has annoyed me because in the previous line, Clownish is like, Jordan Borden, he's dead, mate. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And then now Lockie's talking about Jordan Borden not being dead.
Yeah.
And then Clownish is like, yep, you're nearly there, mate. Like, well.
Well, he said you're 90% there.
Yeah, but Clownish. What is
the 10%? Okay. What's the 10% missing?
Oh, I think I know what it is, but anyway. Everybody turned around because they suddenly realized the truth. Harry was still squirming with some kind of force trying to escape somehow around him.
And for the past two chapters, it's been like Harry felt like something.
Oh, hang on.
Okay.
Yeah, quick talk.
Oh,
Jordan Borden couldn't spirit jump for shit.
What? Clownish said.
Somebody did top Granger's spirit jumping class, but it wasn't him.
Then who was it? Lockie continued. Everyone was still confused. I'm confused because I didn't assume it was. I assumed it was.
I think we need a... It's going to get spoilery, so we have to cover the next page. We're about to turn the page.
Well, hang on, all right, I'm going to get...
Yeah, put a physical blocker and we got to go line by line. This is crazy. Oh no.
No, what have I done?
Oh, yeah, that's all right. You haven't done. Sorry, Sam did something.
I did do
just
something.
Just press that, yeah. Where are we? Yeah, we're here. Okay, and then turn the page.
Can I get rid of that?
Yep, sorry, guys, just technical difficulties with an iPad. But I reckon you're going to need my phone as well to cover the bottom.
Okay, this is going to get...
Sorry, guys. Okay.
Oh, come on. We're having fun here. Oh, that's you. Fuck.
Sorry, so how does it end? Somebody did top the spirit jumping and it wasn't Jordan Borden. Oh, come on. We're having fun here. Come out already.
Clownish Kimjiri howled, laughed and pointed to Harry Potter.
Oh.
Me? He's completely mental, I swear, Harry said.
And that is an identical to when Sirius goes, Peter Pettigrew is alive and he's right there. And he points at Ron. Ron's like, me? He's mental. Not you, you're rat.
Yeah.
Ah, which feels, okay, wow. I've just read the next line. Yeah. People are going to fucking freak out, but maybe not. Ah, Potter, not you. Your sock. Which you were saying from a long time that something about Socky was weird.
Socky's been by my side, Harry began.
All year, hasn't he? And this feels again like Scabbers has been my family for 12 years.
Yeah.
Curiously long life for a common rat. He's missing a toe, isn't he?
That's so what? Funny.
All I could find a Pettigrew was his finger. This is that.
Wow.
Socky's been by my side for all year, hasn't he?
And that's still you.
And what's the golden rule of spirit jumping? The spirit part comes from the semen.
That's a bit of it.
Without the semen, the spirit jump can't occur. And luckily for you, your little Tibetan habit made sure that spirit jump could be maintained around the clock. But just as an added safety measure, we hexed that O'Leary fool into running nightly Tibetan sessions for the students to make sure there was always someone semen to use for the spirit jump.
What the fuck? And remember, Mr. O'Leary was running the nightly Tibetan sessions.
Yeah.
For the boys. Okay.
Okay.
Shit. Okay.
Okay.
So Mr. O'Leary's nightly Tibetan sessions weren't a joke. They were basically farming semen so there was always semen around to use for the spirit jump.
Which, I mean, maybe we should have realised that is Tibetan sessions are not a thing at schools.
Yeah, they don't do them.
They don't
even
really.
At boarding schools.
Traditionally, that's not. But they probably also don't need to do. They really probably didn't need to enforce that at a high school.
No, no.
Because it's probably going to happen anyway.
Yes, true. That is true.
Okay. Hermione said some spirit jumpers can use other people's cum to spirit jump. Only the really good ones, Luke said.
And that is true. That they said, like they could, some, Hermione said that. Sorry. okay, clownish.
The Commentors were a problem, but we knew if we unleashed them on the school, Mr. Smarty Pants Cheeseman Damo will definitely teach the students how to get rid of them. So our own little defense mechanism meant our individual could keep spirit jumped into that goddamn sock all year and keep a close eye on everything.
God, and it's spurs jumping, which is a bit funny.
Oh, spurs
jumping. But if Jordan Borden is really dead, then who... Sam said.
Oh, shit.
And then the boys looked at Socky Potter on Harry's right hand, almost like Pinocchio the puppet coming to life. The puppet coming to life. Dobby's old, crusty sock with Harry Potter clothing on it seemed to animate. Socky sprung into motion and stepped off Harry's hand and began pacing along the floor like he was alive. The sock on its own. And suddenly, with a loud poof sound, Socky fell to the ground and clearly became just a normal sock again.
Okay.
But out of him, take this back.
Next page.
Came someone the boys never could have expected to see. Mr. Charger had spirit jumped out of Socky Potter. He had been there the whole year.
"Hello, boys,"
he said, smiling a devilish smile. End of
chapter. Oh, shit.
What?
Okay.
And I guess two twists, two chapters.
What's the other twist?
We just...
Yeah. Well, it's sort of one twist, isn't it?
It's not. We had one twist, which was Winston A. Charger is not Winston Charger.
Yes.
That's one twist.
Yes. And second then this twist is Socky was Mr. Charger.
Was Mr. Charger.
And now I'm wondering if you go back in the book, all the times that Monsieur Charger was around and it was like stuff was falling from the sky or stuff.
Socky was always.
Was Socky mentioned in those chapters?
And, but then when that voice, when Harry, when that, the Socky voice, is that
I think
Winston?
That's just Harry. Okay. No, I think that's just Harry. Harry doesn't know that it's the sock is possessed.
What a horrible year for Winston Charger. He has been...
You feel for him, don't you?
He's been ejaculated into more times than you can imagine by Harry.
Yeah. Well, that's not it. Into. He's just been used to wipe it up.
Oh, we don't know.
Yeah, that's true. That is a... That's a... Fuck. That's crazy.
Winston Charger?
So the whole time Monsieur Charger wasn't... Did you ever expect that?
No. That blew my mind when they said... When that long, the most revealing line in that chapter was Clownish Kim Jiri saying, "Jordan Borden couldn't spirit jump for shit." I was like, wow. I really thought... I thought Socky was... was
Jordan Borden. Jordan Borden. I think a few people thought that. Well, Amy thought it was Piano Jones. There was a lot of red herrings.
I think PJ is just PJ. I think
PJ's good.
And just talented.
Yeah, talented. That's why he's on American Idol. Yeah. He should beat Kelly Clarkson. I loved that. I'm sorry. I really enjoyed that.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't believe we've got more of this book to go now. We've really gotten somewhere.
You don't seem that surprised. Do you need to process it?
I need to process it because what's happened is in the space of the whole book, I've thought Mr. Charger was there.
Yeah, as Monsieur Charger.
Yeah, so I thought Mr. Charger was present. Now, then about an hour ago, it was revealed to me that Mr. Charger was not there the whole year. And I thought, oh, I wonder where he was. I just saw a bird shit outside. I thought, I wonder where he was. Then an hour later, he was there the whole year. So it kind of, the displacement is zero. I thought he was there the whole year. Suddenly he wasn't, but now he was.
He was, but not in the way you thought.
Yes. So,
and I guess like, because Jordan Borden was the Peter Pettigrew, and you were, I think... If you thought it was going the same way as Prisoner of Azkaban, of course you would go, well, obviously it's Jordan Borden is Socky or Piano Jones.
Yeah.
But then that was the added twist, which is that, and I think maybe that's why you get the books can be deceiving.
Yeah.
Because it was, it felt like it was almost double blinding you into being like, okay, it's Piano Jones. And it's like, no, it's not Piano Jones. Okay. Then it's definitely Socky. But then it's like, no, Jordan Borden was never relevant at all. He was always dead.
And
send in fan theories and responses to the twist. And
And while that is a big twist, and I don't want to poo-poo it now.
Yeah.
But I am.
Okay.
Because I'm almost like, okay, now what's the difference? As in, basically to me, I thought Winston Charger was rocking up to that cave. He is there.
Yeah, I guess.
So,
well.
What is that achieved by having Winston Charger on Harry's sock all the time? I guess they know what he's up to.
Intel. They know what he's up to. It's still, a lot of whacking it.
We still don't know what the full plan is.
No.
With Gemini and stuff.
No, we don't.
Wow. Okay. Maybe so that's still to come.
All right. We've got to go.
We've got to go.
Thank you for listening.
Mike's in Japan. So
I'm in Japan. So I've got to go. I've got to go. I've got to jump on the Shinkansen. Oh, here it is. Goodbye. Oh, sorry. What's goodbye? Arigato. No, that's not goodbye.
I already said
sayonara it. Sayonara Mora.
I think it should be like goodbye.
Goodbye Inara.
Goodbye Inara.
But then there's no Harry Potter.
Yeah, it's just goodbye sayonara, which is just.
Goodbye sayonara Mora. Sayonara.
So long. Farewell.
Auf Wiedersehen. Sayonara.
I should have put that in.
I'd love to stay and taste my first banana sushi.
Oh, yeah.
See ya.
Bye.